The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Moving on towards this. Today's just flying by, so we're getting everything together. And then suddenly I get this text. Your boy's at it again.
Oh, here we go.
Daddy.
We go.
Hi, Richard.
Daddy. Here we go.
Says, is Richard okay in there? Can he stand up straight? Because he's bent way over backwards on the text line defending Biden.
Not defending Biden. I'm not.
All right, what happened?
Boy's at it again. Why am I getting these emails? What's going on?
No.
What discussion are you in over there?
I'm having conversations with people about the classified documents because they were going after you for not making it a bigger deal. And I'm like,
it's a big deal. I just don't know whose side to be on.
I don't know if it is a big deal. That's what. That's all.
How are you defending Biden? Why is this person saying
that? I didn't defend Biden. I said Biden and Pence are the same. They both admitted that they had them, and then they came forward.
They ain't the same.
You're not in an argument. You're not in an argument.
They ain't the same. One's a puss cuck, and the other one is Mike Pence.
What have you said that may be considered?
Well, I think you're also, like when you said they both admitted to having them. I think the people that listened to the other heart also heard, well, no, they knew about some of that and held it for the midterms. That in November, they knew about it.
Oh, I don't care about any of that. All I care about is what he's talking about. I don't know what you're saying.
I didn't say anything about that.
All right. Yeah. I'm getting them now. Your boy's at it again. You're going back and forth with somebody.
Yeah, because somebody was defending Trump, and I said if you're doing that, then all Biden has to do is say, well, I declassified him too after the fact. They're like, no, we can't do that.
That's why he's
there. It is.
There it is. Now we're going. Now I see.
Hi, Richard.
We got a Trumpy on one line. We got Toledo fighting a Trumpy on the other. I'm going to get the text.
Your boy's at it again.
Daddy.
Well, it's not about Daddy. If you stop doing it,
Richard. It is, too.
To come yell at
it
me.
Really about it. No, they go straight to you.
I know.
What does it matter?
Because they like tattling on you when you get all
cucky.
Isn't this the opposite of being cucky?
He's doing it now. Look at him go.
Hi, Richard.
A little defensive over there. Just saying. When I start hearing it, I don't care that you're doing it. I just want to know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I don't answer back with, what's going on? Let's talk about
stopping.
It. Yeah, I know. To the detriment of many.
Hilarious.
Toledo will defend Biden to his... No matter what you guys want.
Somebody's got to.
You can poke him. And he
Come
will
on,
go.
Man.
It's my guy. Anyway, what are you going to do? So I just wanted to make sure it wasn't getting heated over there, because occasionally that'll happen. We think Toledo's working hard, and all he's doing is yelling at people. And they get into politics. I brought up the whole document thing basically saying I don't think anybody knew where those were supposed to be before a couple weeks ago.
That's kind of what I said, too.
So we're all acting like we're so knowledgeable about National Archives, and I think most of us are just learning that's where everything goes. And you couldn't tell me at all where it is.
John, are we sure Biden isn't Toledo's dad? Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why. He defends old guys. He defends old guys he's never met before just in case. Yeah. And that's the problem. Like as Scott says, if the document thing is wrong, it's wrong for everybody. And that's kind of what I'm saying. It's wrong for everyone.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And all I said to this guy is I said, nothing's going to come of anything on us.
Yeah.
It's a huge distraction for you. That's all it is.
I think it's just a – I think we all act like we're in the know now. Now, basically what we should be saying is nobody – they don't even know what's – like we can act like we know. I don't know what – something bigger is going on that we don't know.
Or maybe it's
not. And somebody emailed me and said, well, Hunter made all sorts of money off of those documents. Well, then he's an idiot for not burning them, too. I'm just not understanding why they didn't burn them. Why are they not?
What documents? The documents they found in
Biden's garage. Nah. You don't know. Oh, here's the guy.
Right. And neither does he. That's my point. I don't know. He doesn't know.
No. He's being a dumbass, your boy. He doesn't get the difference between vice president and actual president.
No, your logic was that a president can declassify anything he wants. And I said, by that logic, Biden can declassify whatever he wants to now, too.
You don't know what you're talking about, cuck.
You didn't know anything about anything.
Richard. Your boy is at it again.
I don't follow the mainstream media.
Yeah, here we go. And you say you're not at it again. Look at you go. You're
just parroting it.
It's just fun.
He'll be fine. Things always turn out right for that boy.
Anyway, just keep fighting with each other. Yeah, I agree, though. But I think I just don't understand why they're not better criminals. Yeah. I don't get the Mike Pence tattling on himself. I certainly don't understand why you don't burn those documents the second you see you've got them. You just call people and go, I've got documents that you should probably. I think you're just going to get yourself in trouble. Trump, Biden. Pence, anybody right. who's got these documents right. that I didn't know, and they weren't that important to the National Archives. We're like, hey, we're missing documents, so it wasn't that.
That's the tiring thing. When you don't parrot whatever they're saying, it automatically means that I love Biden or I love Trump or
you
whatever.
Can isolate that for me.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
So we have to have I love Biden from Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Well, I hope your spine's okay because people are worried that
nah, it's a little soft.
Having a chiropractic issue that you're bent over so backwards that you're like a slinky going up the stairs. And the documents,
nobody can have a simple conversation.
No, I agree. And my simple conversation is I'm too dumb to know what's going on.
That's kind of what
And I'm not going to pretend I do. I think I agree with the statement that if it's wrong for everyone equally. So if you're but I don't know that anyone really knows where those were supposed to go. And to have, if Brady and I started to have some sort of conversation about these documents, the two of us would be dumb. Like, you don't know. You didn't know about these documents 2 weeks ago. And now suddenly we're all experts because the news said this, this, and this. I think it's just crazy. My only beef is, and I think Brett's with me on this, why didn't you burn them? I like my politicians crooked and well covered. These guys are, they're letting, like, if I'm going to have a dude go underhanded, you better cover all his bases. If you're going to do something sneaky, cover your bases. And if you've got documents in your house you're not supposed to have and you stumble across those, the last thing you need to do is tell people about it. Start the burning process.
They had to have looked at the documents at the time. But again, I'm assuming.
I think they just threw things in a box.
And saying, this is
again
not that big of a deal. I'm going to take it home. Why are you taking it home?
Right. And you're not supposed to do that. Evidently, there's some process that they ask you when you leave the room, are you clean of documents? And then you're supposed to say yes. So you did take them. Then you stuffed them in a box at home and you put your vet next to it. Nobody knows. And then Mike Pence has them. They just keep popping up. I get more.
Toledo's getting some backup here online.
Justice for Richard. Gaslight Trump tards.
Hi, Richard.
Those are your peeps.
That's what I said on the other side.
The cuck army's going to come marching down 50 seconds.
Trying to have a conversation.
Hey, ho, ho.
Sudden, I'm going to watch my wife get blown.
All of a sudden, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. And again, I'm an observer. You can get mad at me and all. It's a bigger deal than it needs to be. But I think we're making it a big deal because we're told it's a big deal. I don't think if the National Archives knew they were missing for years that they were that important in the first place. Or something else is really wrong. And I need to just be in the dark about it.
My thing is I don't trust Pence now because I want my politicians crooked.
Yeah.
He's honest. Yes. I'm not used to this. Something's
Take it
wrong.
From Italians back when everything was flowing real good and we didn't, like, the authority had authority and we didn't constantly question everything. We're supposed to question them a little, but our politicians covered their asses. They were crooked, and they knew they were crooked, and they were good at it.
Look at Las Vegas. And
exactly.
It was crooked. It was amazing.
It was amazing. And then they straightened it out, and they almost ruined it.
Yeah.
And the mob came back in and goes, you guys done playing candy-ass family land over here? We're coming back in with mob stuff. And it's better than it's ever been. And it's quiet. Like, the sad, straight and narrow people had to put their heads down and go, we failed at Vegas.
All right. You gave it a nice try. Now get out of the way. Let me start working on it. What in the hell is going on at Treasure Island? Put the horse back on the boat. This isn't a family adventure.
For a while there, it was a swashbuckler's dream. Now you go there, and it's chicks and thongs and pirates dry humping the air because they can't wait to get on the boat to rape those ladies. It's a great show. And some people still think kids are invited. They're not. It's terrible. Dirty shows. I like it when people are handing out, they're snapping those things and give you a little a business see, card of a see. Naked lady's wide open legs. That's what I like.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Those are the classified documents in Vegas.
Uh-oh.
Now, the handing
out. Those out. Have your boy read up on Clinton's sock drawer. He wouldn't respond when I asked him about that.
I haven't gotten there.
All right, Toledo. Get on it.
All right. Your boy will be back at it again in the sock drawer.
I imagine those were some crusty socks, though.
Yeah, I would think so.
Tube socks are walking around by themselves.
By the way, I've never really defended Clinton. Yeah, Clinton
all right,
is,
calm down.
Clinton kills a lot of people.
Don't.
Hi, Richard.
Here we go. The boy's at it again. Don't bring Clinton into the mix. That's a hero. God sakes, might as well just kick Mickey Mantle in the nuts for the guy. Anyway, sorry, Richard. I don't want to. I'm not begrudging you for getting involved, but evidently there's some people who are tired of it. Oh, here's another guy.
All right.
I don't know if you caught it, but as you were talking to Toledo, he was making a point. He was giving an example. He stated, I love Trump. What a great opportunity to splice that one, too. That is good, but I think he would defend that, and then we'd have the whole show about it. Right. I like his
I'll
I love
you
Biden.
Both.
You
I'll
did both.
You
All right. I love Trump. I love Biden. All right. I'm just going to stick with this one.
Hi, Richard.
Because that's how I know we got trouble. That's the people who love Richard sound a lot like that.
Hi, Richard.
Oh, Jesus. It won't stop. Stop beating up Toledo. He's in love with an old man. It's all right to do that.
Someone's calling Sleepy Toledo now.
Yeah. Manchurian candidate.
Here's one that just came through for you.
I like Sleepy Toledo quite a bit. All right. This one says, oh, God. Sounds like Toledo is possessed by some cuck demon bent over backwards, climbing down the stairs of communism, vomiting his extremist lefty views.
Yes. Is that Rob Wood?
You
nailed
it.
Something Rob Wood.
Yeah, it's
right.
Well, it's a crime to Toledo that, well, that was the one thing. It's the good side of The Exorcist. The little girl who was possessed was named Reagan. How that makes sense to Toledo. Of course, the demonic, messy one.
Should've,
of course, it was a Reagan that was a possessed mess. If its name was McGovern or Carter, little girl would have been just fine. Anyway. Leave Toledo alone. Stop with the politics. I brought up the documents because it's a big story. But I'm an observer. I don't know what to expect because I'm too stupid to know. And I just one thing I do believe is that the news doesn't understand any of it either. And they just tell you what you need to hear. And then you pick a side based on that. And everybody's all fired. Last night at the game, some guy turned to his friend and, you know, they found more documents at Biden's place. I'm like, you can't live your life caring about this that much. It's going to take down the whole nation. No, it's not.
Those documents?
Yeah.
What does that mean, to take down the whole nation?
Look, I don't know.
That's what I want.
Neither
to
do we.
Explain.
I want to know about this National Archive, though. Are we allowed in it? Are there tours?
Can we check stuff out?
Yeah, is there stuff I can go in and
well,
take home to
my vet? I think you can tour it, but I don't know if you can pull out docs and
it just
look
seems
at
like a lot of papers, and I don't like reading
well,
that
a
much.
Ton. Don't you think we should have some kind of repository for that kind of stuff, though?
Check-in, check-out system.
Like, what do you mean? Just, like you and me?
No. Just generally, I think there should be a position where there's like, look, you'll get a call from the library if the book's out too long.
Yeah, I agree there.
So I don't know how these papers aren't.
But you got to know the book exists first before you know it's missing, right?
So if they don't even know it exists, how important is it?
It was my point.
Yeah. And if it can sit in somebody's garage for months and nothing bad's happened. What's in there? Like, I don't even know what's on
Why
these papers.
Why am I getting
right?
railed yeah. on this? I'm
well,
saying
because you're a liberal
thing.
Cuck and I'm a logical man.
Hi, Richard.
I'm a grown man. People respect my opinion. You over there. No, I don't know.
You're a garbage
Look,
can.
I could be 100% wrong. I don't understand it at all. That's all I'm saying. I don't get it. Maybe it is the biggest deal in the world, but right now it seems like Just a bunch of know-nothings dropping papers where they don't go.
New system, when they walk out of the office, everything shred.
Right. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Hand your briefcase over.
That these people are stupid and they don't know what the... And they don't, it doesn't surprise me these politicians are doing it. I don't think... I don't give them enough credit to be smart enough to be pulling anything off. I think they're just dumb. And they get boxes of things. You're like, whoops. I think it's a whole bunch of whoopsie. And there's probably a couple people who are sideways on it. And those are the ones burning the documents. The ones who are good at it.
Smart ones.
If you find classified documents in your house and you didn't know they were there... You made a mistake.
What are you talking about?
The one, exactly. If you're a good crooked man and you got classified documents, like somebody planted those, you start your story immediately. You don't go ratting yourself out to the FBI.
Maybe someone will come out today and say, by the way, Pence dropped off some files at my place I didn't know.
Does Mike Pence go home to his wife and go, honey, I'm going to sleep on the couch the next couple nights. I looked at a lady's ass and I really got excited about it. I'm just going to stay in this room until I figure out what I've done wrong.
She's probably like, good, you snitching puss.
Right.
Sleeping in my bed.
Snitching Puss was my favorite cartoon as a kid. Anyway, we got Rock Wars coming up a little bit.
Leave. Pissed off the Clinton people.
Oh, now Clinton people are coming at you. Oh, boy, here we go. Look here, cuck. The Clintons have killed over, they killed more people than Pol Pot. 7 million dead because of the Clintons. You don't even know it yet. I don't, I honestly, I've gotten to where I just don't care. Oh, well, if this takes down the nation, what is my anger going to do about it? We have to have an uprising. Like my dad, I think my dad taught me that accidentally by saying you got to prepare for the Civil War. So like, I'm not doing that. Again, we've been over it, but I'm not fighting back. If hordes of lunatics are storming, you know, Barrage Avenue on their way to my place down in Phoenix, like, oh, they're right around the corner there. I saw them. I've got a few hundred rounds and then we're pretty much done. I'm not shooting a bunch of people, just because then what? I'll shoot people that try to hurt me now, but if we're in a place where the government is in control...
In a place of glory!
I'm not going down screaming Wolverine at anybody. I'll get a Pop-Tart, I'll put it in there, I'll enjoy it. I might have an English muffin with some butter and one last diet soda, and then I'm out. You can have it. This isn't a play. I don't want to fight for food. Food's too easy to get right now. If that falls apart, you get no fight from me. All the Safeways are closed, and you have to kill your food now. I'm like, that's the end. That's, I'm done. You're missing one John Holmberg now. He's out. You got to fight. You got to have water supply. I'm like, no interest. All done. It's almost time for Rock Wars. Did you win again?
No, you did.
Oh, I won. Okay, it's my turn.
You won on the John Gordon
card. That's right. Okay, that's my turn. So we'll have the Rock Wars topic coming up in just moments. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.